It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, terrorist attacks involving vehicles have struck cities around the world, and preventing them can be a challenge. We'll hear how short, sturdy posts called bollards could help provide a solution.
First, the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents voted yesterday to officially merge two-year colleges in the UW system with larger four-year campuses.
According to System President Ray Cross and the regents who voted in support, the move is a way to streamline the system and reduce costs. But critics say the decision was made too quickly and that there wasn't enough input from administrators and students at the two-year schools.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire and has been covering the regents' meeting. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So how did the vote come out in the end?
The vote was 16-2, 16 in favor, 2 against. It was Tony Evers, who's a regent, basically because he is the state's superintendent of public schools, and it was also Regent Mueller who voted against it, saying that she was a little uneasy with the speed of which it was happening before actually being able to look through supporting documents.
And what was Tony Evers' reason for voting against it?
Pretty much the same thing, going too fast, because the proposal came out about 30 days ago, just less than a month, and a lot of the stakeholders felt like they were not included in the process. They didn't even know about it until the week that it was announced, so they felt left out. They wanted more time. But President Cross and other regents said there is no time.
And so what are the reasons that President Cross and others are giving for creating this merger plan?
Well, it has to do with enrollment. Since 2010, the enrollment at UW colleges, and again, we're talking about the two-year campuses that are mostly in rural areas around the state. There's 13 of them. Enrollment has declined overall by 32% between 2010 and present day. At some schools, like Marathon County, UW-Marathon County, it was as much as 50%. And these days, with state support for public higher education declining over the past 20-plus years, the tuition dollars are especially important. So President Cross basically said that the reserves just wouldn't cover it, you know, so they had to make a decision very fast. The other thing that they point out is that the demographic trends show that we as a state are getting older, fewer high school kids that are getting towards the age of college. I mean, that age group is projected to grow by less than 0.5% over the next 20 plus years.
Did President Cross lay out what the future would be for those two-year colleges if this merger didn't happen?
Well, the word closure was thrown around quite a bit. And, you know, Chancellor Sandeen, who is the chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension, as we know it today, she was blindsided by this whole actual formal proposal, but also she knew this was coming. She knew that these enrollment trends and demographics didn't bode well for the colleges. They seem to be taking the brunt of the impact first, I guess.
So how is it being decided which campuses would be absorbed by which four-year colleges? Is it based solely on geography, or how are they kind of pairing them up?
Well, it's complicated, and it seems to be kind of a case-by-case example. For example, UW-Barron County is located in Rice Lake, about an hour north of where I'm sitting. That is actually, traditionally, it was created as a branch campus for UW-Stout in Menominee, but that campus in Barron County is being merged with UW-Eau Claire. The question was asked during the regents meeting, why not go back to Stout? Well, President Cross mentioned in that specific case that there's more students that transfer from Barron County to Eau Claire. Also, some of the mission, the mission seemed to align better.
So other than the concern that this is happening quickly, that there wasn't enough time for input from stakeholders, are there other arguments or opposition to this merger?
Well, one thing that came up a little bit, not just during the meeting, but some have kind of taken issue with the enrollment numbers, the decline that they're talking about, because they say it's misleading. If you look at the trend ever since the UW system kept records, 2010 was like a record year for enrollment at a lot of these schools, and in general, it was just a lot of students. So they're saying if you're comparing current enrollment figures with a record year, it's kind of a skewed view.
We're talking with Rich Kramer right now. He's a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he's been covering the Regents meeting that ended yesterday with a vote in favor of merging two-year and four-year campuses. So, Rich, you spoke with some students about this plan and their reactions. What did they have to say?
Yeah, I spoke with the president of the Stout Student Government Association, and this was a week out before the Regents voted. And at the time, there was a lot of mistrust, kind of suspicions that this was politically motivated, that perhaps it was some kind of a deal that Regents had struck with lawmakers in order to get better budgets. But really, if I were to boil it down, I would say it was just frustration for being left out completely and being taken by surprise when President Cross announced his plan on the 11th, I believe it was.
And some proponents have said that this will actually offer students a wider range of classes that they can take. They'll be able to access more resources on these larger campuses. Do you have a sense of whether students are kind of believing that or thinking that might actually come out in their favor?
Well, the main opposition that I saw to this, that I kept hearing about, was just the fact that it went so quick and that the stakeholders weren't involved prior to. Pretty much everybody I talked to said they didn't oppose the plan itself, but they just didn't like the way it came about. It felt rushed. So there are a lot of people that are excited up in Barron County about possibilities at UW-Barron County, which would become a branch campus of UW-Eau Claire, as I mentioned. The idea that right now you can get associate's degrees right there, but you're not able to get your bachelor's degrees. And so Chancellor Schmidt, who is the chancellor at UW-Eau Claire, has said that he wants to bring some English majors to the branch campus. He wants to bring some business classes there. You know, they want to offer four-year degrees, and even possibly, I've heard some discussion about three-year degrees. I mean, the idea is to... These two-year campuses are known as kind of the gateway to the UW system for people that are generally non-traditional students, people that work. And if they can get them through quicker, the idea is that it'll be more attractive.
And often in the case of a merger, whether it's in the corporate world or education or nonprofits, mergers often lead to consolidation of positions and functions, and so sometimes loss of jobs. Was that brought up by anyone who's involved in these discussions?
It was. President Cross, when he first announced his decision to merge these, or his idea anyway, to merge the two systems, and also we're not even talking about UW Extension, of which Wisconsin Public Radio is a part. UW Extension will move to UW System Administration, and your county cooperative extension offices, those will be overseen by UW Madison. So at first he said this was not intended for job losses, but later and since then he has said, of course there's going to be reductions, especially in administrative positions. It seems like they don't want to go after any faculty. They want students to get the same quality, but when you're merging two large organizations with pretty substantial sized administrative roles, it's bound to happen.
And Rich, as we wrap up, what kind of timeline are we looking for with these merger plans?
Well, the firm date is July 1st of 2018, so that's 7 months from now. And the Regents said that at each of their next six meetings, President Cross and others will basically do a progress report. So now that the plan is approved, they're going to get to work. It's going to be a lot of work. And there has been assurances that stakeholders will be involved in the process from this point on.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed.
My pleasure.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire. He joined us to talk about the UW Board of Regents decision to merge two-year campuses in the state with larger four-year schools in the University of Wisconsin system. As Rich said, Wisconsin Public Radio is currently part of UW Extension.